It's the mixtape on 90.5 WJFF Radio Catskill.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun. There was floating on the Mother Nature on the run in the 20th century. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 20th century. I was lying in a burned up basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head, and I felt like I could cry. I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was hoping it was a saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Mother Nature's silver sea to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver sea to a new home. Little sparrow. Precious, fragile little thing. Little sparrow, little sparrow, fly so high and feels no pain. Never trust the hearts of men. They will crush you like a sparrow, leaving you to never mend. They will vow to always love you, swear no love but yours will do. Then they'll leave you for another, break your precious, fragile little thing. Little sparrow,
If I were a little sparrow, or these mountains I would fly. I would find him, I would find him, look into his lying eyes. I would flutter all around him on my little sparrow wings. I would ask him, I would ask him, why he let me love him vain. I am not a little sparrow, I am just the broken dream of a cold, false-hearted lover and his evil, cunning scheme. Little sparrow, little sparrow, precious, fragile little thing. Little sparrow, little sparrow, fly so high, feels no pain. All ye never trust the hearts of men. They will crush you like a sparrow, leaving you to never mend. Little sparrow, little sparrow, oh, the song never ends.
The incomparable Dolly Parton. It's the mixtape. This is David Driver in this week for Jason Tugaw. We started with After the Gold Rush, the beautiful Neil Young song performed by Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, and Emmylou Harris, their band trio. There's never going to be a better version of that particular song. Then Little Sparrow from Dolly Parton's album Little Sparrow, which was a bluegrassy kind of album that I listened to a whole lot. So good. What do you say about the loss of someone like Dolly Parton? So smart and talented and kind. And such a force for good in the world. She will be missed. We will come back to some Dolly Parton material later, but now here's this.
Heaven and earth are mine, says I. 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 Over the western world, shadows fall under the kind and dying trees we call. Says I, heaven and earth, the man says I. Western world. Shadows fall under the kind and dying trees we call.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say so
Once there was a thing called spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine. All the boys and girls would sing as we sat at little tables and drank May wine. Now April, May, and June seem sadly out of tune. Life has stuck a pin in the balloon. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no delight me. Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here.
Carly Simon from her 1980 album, Torch. Arguably my favorite Carly Simon album. Before that, Annie Lennox with her recording of the classic Every Time We Say Goodbye, which feels kind of appropriate. It's such a beautiful song. It's such a masterful rendering of that. Before that, Dream, Frank Sinatra. And before that, Heaven and Earth by the band Blitzen Trapper, who I think are out of the Pacific Northwest. Although in truth, I don't know that much about them, but I think it's a beautiful song. Okay, let's turn for a moment to a classic Elvis Costello album, Imperial Bedroom, and a song called Boy with a Problem.
I feel like a boy with a problem. I can't believe what we've forgotten. And I even slapped your face and made you cry. It's the last thing I want to do. Pull the curtains on me and you. Pull the carpet from under love. Pull out like young lovers do. You swore you wouldn't shout. Too much, then it's your power. Days in silence dry my temper. Nights spent drinking to remember. Our memories are always tender. I crept out last night behind your back. Little did know might be the peace I left. Spirit is winning, but I don't believe in miracles. I've got a problem, but let's go to bed. I can roll over and I can play dead. With you I am in the doghouse instead. I feel like a boy with a problem. I can't believe all you've
forgotten, sleeping with forgiveness in your heart for me.
the wind and your fingers in the hair. Kind of think we're going for an extended throwdown. So drop the top, baby, and let's cruise on into this better than ever street.
Case Lang Veers, which is Nico Case, K.D. Lang, and Laura Veers. Their album came out, I think, about 10 years ago. That song, it's so beautiful. It's such a very lovely and, I think, true sentiment, presence in the moment. Before that, Holly Cole, fantastic Canadian singer, with her rendition of I Can See Clearly Now. And before that, a little, well, it started with Elvis Costello, Boy with a Problem. And then the excitement of Helena Beat by the band Foster the People. And then the even further excitement of Freeway of Love, one of my all-time favorite Aretha Franklin songs. Now Glen Campbell from his album Meet Glen Campbell, a Jackson Browne song, These Days.
Highway. And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, it's just that I've been healing so. I don't do too much dreaming these days. These days I sit on cornerstones and count the time in quarter tones to ten. Please don't confront me with my failures. I'm not forgotten. Thank you.
Maria Muldaur from her album Sweet Harmony, the song Sweet Harmony. Many of you probably know her from her massive early 70s hit Midnight at the Oasis, which was kind of her only massive hit, but she recorded a lot of stuff after that, including a very good version of Dolly Parton's song In My Tennessee Mountain Home. In fact, it's on that same album that Midnight at the Oasis is on, which I believe is called Waitress in a Donut Shop, I think. I have that album, and I used to listen to that a lot. I was just looking at my friend Wikipedia and learned, while that last song was playing, that Jackson Browne's song These Days, which we heard recorded by Glen Campbell, was written by Jackson Browne when he was 15 years old, which seems like some kind of insanity. I don't know. Nico from the Velvet Underground was the first person to record it and released it as a single in 1967, a song written by a 15-year-old. I think that's sort of comparable to Janis Ian, who recorded an entire incredible album when she was 15, which I will play some other time when I guest host the mixtape. I want to thank you all for joining us this evening. It's been lovely. I want to thank Jason Tugoff for letting me come in and take his place for the night. And we are going to close out with Dolly Parton's version of In My Tennessee Mountain Home, followed by one of my all-time favorites of her songs. She could write in any medium. She could pretty much just do whatever she wanted to do and do it so well. Ah, it's impressive. Thank you for joining us. Have a great evening.
Sitting on the front porch on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. Watch the kids playing with June bugs on a string, and chase the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. Fence along the lane, their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. And on a distant hilltop, an eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. Church on Sunday with the one you love, just laughing, talking, making future plans. And when the folks ain't looking, you might steal a kiss or two, sitting in the porch swing holding hands. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby. open the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again. Just when I'm about to make it work without you, you look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, presenting Tedeschi Trucks Band in concert on the Pavilion Stage August 31st. Tickets on sale now. Ticket information at bethelwoodscenter.org.
Recently on Wait, Wait, Sally Field winced as she remembered her stint as the Flying Nun.
I had this harness with wires coming out of the habit. I was on a 50-foot crane some of the times, and they would fly me into the side of a building.
I'm Peter Sagal. Stay grounded when you listen to this week's show with panelists Peter Gross, Joelle Nicole Johnson, and Tig Notaro. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, historian Kai Bird. He interviewed Donald Trump several times for his new biography of Roy Cohn.
He interrupts me and he says, maybe I can promote it. He says, anything I promote goes to number one.
Oh, my God.
And then there's a pause and he says, well, of course, it'd have to be fair.
What Roy Cohn taught Trump. Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour. Listen Sunday at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.
This is Callison Stratton, host of Liberation Station, a show that highlights the work of female and femme presenting performers. Liberation Station airs Saturday nights at 7 o'clock, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, you're listening to Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.